When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Second date update.
We got an email for a second date update from one of our listeners named Gabe, who says he brought along some friends on his first date.
Okay. Oh, and that could be fun.
Apparently, Gabe did not get a kiss, but one of his friends did.
Whoa, that's not good.
Wait, not from the goal. Usually. From his date?
I'm not sure, but all I know is now he wants our help. So, Gabe, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be on. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, yeah. You are a chipper man.
I try to be.
Okay.
That's good. I like that vibe.
We'll get into the details of your date in just a second here. But first, tell us a little bit about the woman that you went out with. What's her name? Where'd you meet her? What's her net worth? give us a rundown.
Her name's Noelle, a very, very pretty blonde girl. Ooh. We met on a dating app, and we met up to this really great pizzeria in town.
I was really hoping he was going to give her net worth.
Yeah, I know.
Kind
I was
of disappointed.
Waiting.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Right. I asked, but she wouldn't tell.
Okay, yeah, stubborn.
So we got some Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, Boo. Controversial that you both like Boo. Hawaiian.
You don't find that many people out there who like it, so I was like...
It's not real pizza, so that's
no, why. It is. Uh-oh. I love it, too. Dip
We're
that thing
not
in
getting hey, into this discussion during this second date update.
Pizza. You're not a peach pizza?
No, we're not.
Sorry,
we're
I'm
not doing
down.
It. I'm Let's just down. Focus on your date, Gabe, okay? Sorry. Tell us more about Sorry, the horrible pizza that you guys share.
We had a bunch of that delicious pizza, and, you know, like you said, I did bring out my friends. You know, it said specifically in my profile that this is who I am, what I'm about.
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah. You're about Hawaiian pizza with friends?
So I am a professional amateur Muppet impersonator.
Professional amateur. Oh. Also got me lost.
Uh-huh. That was on your profile.
Yes.
And so, you matched.
So your friends aren't actual people, they're puppets?
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
I see. Are you're like a ventriloquist or something too? Like you make the puppets talk?
Not so much ventriloquy as it is just like a performance. Like sometimes I'm behind like a fake rock or something, or I'm inside a really uncomfortable couch and I do Muppet voices and stuff like that. And
okay. So I'm just trying to picture this now. So you're in a pizzeria mm-hmm. with your Muppet friends now joining you at the table.
And you're squatting.
You say you do the voices too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you give me like a sample of how that date would go?
So, naturally, I brought out Kermit the Frog first. Uh-huh. That's how you break the ice. So, it was, hey, ho, how are you doing? Are you enjoying the date? I see Aww. You're not eating as many of the pineapple as he is. Okay, you know, he was trying to gas me up a little bit, but...
Okay. Watch out, okay. Kermit.
Kermit's cute.
Yeah.
And then who came
I don't,
next?
I don't
who
think of Kermit as, like, a typical, like, charmer of women, though.
What?
He seems kind of shy.
No, I think Kermit's smooth.
That's the thing. You know, no one's expecting Kermit. Everyone wants you to go with Fozzie or Animal or someone crazy, but you bring in Kermit when you want to show a little heart.
How did she react to Kermit?
She was laughing. She was having a good time. Okay. Then naturally, I brought out Miss Piggy so that there could be a bit of a back and forth. You know, we had a double date for a little while.
And how did Miss Piggy sound?
Uh-oh. Kermit, I think he's doing exceptionally well on this date.
Oh, Piggy, don't bother them. They're doing their own thing. Can it, Frog?
Can it, Frog? Oh, wow. I think that's adorable.
I love it. Wait. And yeah. You're just good enough that I can totally tell which one you're doing.
So
there.
You're sitting at the table. Do you have Muppets? Like, do you have the actual dolls with you? Or is this just voices?
I have two bags worth. So it looked a little weird because I just had two duffel bags with me.
Wow.
But it seemed like the whole restaurant was actually having a good time along with it because more often than not, when you bust out two Muppets, people are going to take notes. So, you know.
I mean, the thing is, if she was laughing through it, women love humor, but how long did it go for?
I was wondering that too.
It was like 45 to 50 minutes.
Yeah. Was there a commercial break?
Yeah. An intermission where she got to go to the bathroom and then come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say, you know, I went to the bathroom once and I was like, hey, if you're just going to like leave right now, I totally get it. No stress. But lo and behold, she was still there when I came back.
That's
Wow.
I've never heard a guy give you an invite to walk out.
Yeah.
I wish they all did that.
Did you ever get to know anything about Noelle?
Oh. Yeah, no, she's into pharmaceuticals. I guess that's what she's doing.
Taking them or?
Yeah, it sounds like she's a drug addict when you say it like that.
Oh yeah, she steals all of the Vicodin and Xanax.
I mean, Gabe, normally I would ask our listeners if there was any awkward moments that happened during the date. I feel like I don't need to ask that.
The whole date was kind of...
There was one funny moment when Kermit and Miss Piggy started arguing over the pizza. Mm. You know, it got heated.
Let me guess, Miss Piggy not a fan of pineapple on pizza is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy was not having the Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
She got midway through a slice and just went, wait, what's on this frog? Then naturally Kermit did
it. That's like a lot of drama.
I could see that throwing a wrench in your date for sure.
Yeah,
you said, though, that one of your friends got a kiss.
So admittedly, I kind of went for a kiss. I may have been a little quick to the shot because I had Kermit on me still, and she instead, you know, went to go kiss Kermit, I get it. I get it. That's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's a celebrity. Girls want to kiss him.
But I'm sure Miss Piggy didn't feel good about that either.
It's a good point.
It was one heck of a car ride home, I'll say.
Okay. Wow.
Two women upset at you after your date. Well,
I'm imagining the bags are moving on their own. Yeah. Fighting inside the duffel bags.
So,
Kirby, how could you?
Yeah.
How long has it been, Gabe, since you and Noelle last spoke?
It's been like a week and a half. You know, we said we were going to set up like a brunch or something afterwards. Like, she seemed really into the idea. I texted her a bunch of times, but I still haven't heard anything back. I just kind of...
Did you tell her that the puppets wouldn't come on the second date?
I did. I said, maybe it's mostly just Gabe this time.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
All right.
Well, almost secure.
It may bring Oscar the Grouch just in case.
Well, we have a lot to work with here. Kermit, what do you think we should do in this situation?
I think we should perhaps play a song really quick and then come back and call Noelle and try and get your second date update.
That's what Kermit does, right?
That was great.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Great.
How's
you got approval from Gabe.
We're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll call Noelle for a second date update
right after this.
Second date update.
If you're just joining us, one of our listeners, Gabe, went out for pizza with a woman named Noelle recently, and they were joined by some of his friends, Kermit and Miss Piggy, because Gabe is a, quote, professional amateur puppeteer.
He actually,
we've already gone over that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an issue.
He actually brought along some of his Muppets with him and basically put on a show at the pizzeria.
Yeah.
And we heard a lot about what the puppets said and did and ate. But Gabe, we never talked about alcohol on the date. Was Kermit getting turnt?
Oh.
Maybe not Kermit, but Gabe was for sure.
Okay.
I know Kermit likes to drink iced tea more.
Yeah.
Tea than anything.
That makes sense.
I mean,
the thing is, Gabe, do you have any regrets about your Muppet show? I mean, it went on 45 minutes long.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I like that. A man that stands behind his people.
That's confidence.
Yep.
Women respond to that. So it's been a week. And Noelle is still not calling you back. On a scale of 1 to 100%, what are the chances that the reason she isn't calling you is because of the puppets?
That's a good question. I'm going to say 50.
50-50.
Okay.
50-50 chance.
Those are pretty good odds.
I can see that. Someone's either going to be, oh, that's so funny and cute, or they're going to be like, dude, it's a date. I wasn't feeling that.
There's no in between.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, let's find out which 50% it lies on. We're going to dial Noelle's number right now. We're going to get your second date update, okay?
okay, you know, at the end of the day, it was on my profile. She knew what she was getting into.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
No regrets.
All right, I like that.
No regrets.
Let's go.
That's what Kermie would say.
I'm going to dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Noelle?
Yes.
Hey, Noelle, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
Who is this?
Yeah.
We're from a morning radio show. It's called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, or at least knowing someone someone else that listens.
Yeah, I want to know what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
That was
I'll just get right to it then. This is a segment that we do called a second date update. That's where if you go out with one of our listeners and afterwards, if you're not calling them back, they reach out to us to call you so we can help them figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is this?
Well, again, my name's Jeff. Like the namesake, Brooke and Jeffrey.
You are, but who is the guy?
Okay.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm laughing clarity. Because you're making Jeffrey so nervous for some reason, Noelle. It's awesome.
Definitely more confrontational than Jeffrey.
I mean, it's a lot of you guys talking. I want y'all to get to the point.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time here.
We interrupted her day.
The listener that we're calling on behalf of.
I'm working.
The listener's name is Gabe. Do you remember going out with Gabe?
Yeah. He actually called you guys?
Yes.
He did. Because Gabe
it makes sense he would do something like that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because he must have too much time on his hands. This makes sense.
Can I just ask, because he said that you guys met on a dating app. When you saw on the dating app that he was a professional amateur puppeteer, what were you thinking?
I was fine with that. So I'm into theater.
Okay.
I like eclectic guys.
Okay, so you're kind of excited about the date then.
Yeah, but he took it too far.
Which part of it went too far for you?
The whole thing from beginning to end.
Oh.
So you're talking about the pizza. The pizza was way over the line.
No, dummy, that's fine. I don't care about the pizza. We're talking about the puppets.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the date from your perspective? Because the way he describes it, it sounds like a quirky, fun night of a puppet performance and pizza. Like, it sounded really innocent.
That would have been fine if that was the truth.
Okay.
I don't get quirky fun vibes from her.
So what's the truth? What was it really like?
Okay, so from the beginning, it was okay. I wasn't really surprised because that's what I read in his profile, but I just felt like it shouldn't have to be on a date, though.
Okay.
That's weird off the bat.
Yeah.
That's why he's single, if that's what he's been doing.
Well, he walked in with two duffel bags full of puppets.
Yes, he did. And I didn't know if he was going to bomb the place or pull out a credit card out of there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So when you got to the first puppet character, what was your reaction?
That was okay. I was like, okay, let me just endure this and embrace this. It was cute. It was cool, the Kermit, the Miss Piggy thing or whatever. That was fine. But then the other puppet was like this mafia guy. I think it was Joe Lavender. I don't know why he called it Lavender. Like, Lavender's supposed to be peaceful. Okay, you know how when somebody has the puppet, he's speaking into the puppet. And the guy was harassive, kind of suggestive. Like, come on, he's going to put me in a body bag. And he tried to kiss me.
Okay, whoa. So,
Joe Lavender.
Joe Lavender likes the puppet pulling body bags. What's so wrong with that? You know, it's a joke. It's funny.
Wait, hold on. Who is talking on the
line? He's besmirching the good name of Joe Lavender. And Joe Lavender. Y'all really got him on the other line like that?
Yeah, so hold on. Noelle, I was supposed to let you know at a time when it was convenient that Gabe's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, but it sounds like Joe Lavender might be talking.
Weirdo, man.
I sing my songs. I'm mafia-esque. I'm not involved with no bodies or no things. I'm mafia-esque.
We're talking to Joe, bro.
Yeah,
Gabe,
Joe.
Shut up. She didn't like Joe Lavender. Why would you be doing Joe Lavender? Did you not hear what she said?
I cannot believe you would do this. After shared Hawaiian slices, this is the disrespect that you are paying me.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. Dude, Joe Lavender's going to kill
Can you stop?
I like Kermit more. Oh,
can you stop Joe Lavender?
Yeah,
we should stop.
Put Joe Lavender back in the bag, and we'd like to talk to Gabe, please.
That's a lot to ask.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, welcome back, Gabe.
No. Can you guys get me off this phone? He is weird.
We'll get you off soon.
Weird, and it's a waste of my time.
Maybe it'd be useful to help Gabe be a better dater in the future.
I'm not his therapist.
She brings up a good point, Gabe. Gabe, are you listening to anything she just said? Could you have an apology? I mean, she was offended.
What I will say, Noelle, I'm sorry that's how you feel it went.
Oh, that's a bad apology.
I offer no apologies, and neither do my puppets.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, I'm glad you want to be yourself. I hope it works for your future.
Hey, that's a nice way to say get bent.
Screw off. So, Noelle, I'm guessing you don't really like Gabe that much.
I mean, no, I try to, and it just went too extra bizarre.
Too extra bizarre.
Hashtag that.
I'm sensing a lot of there's a lot of friction here, obviously. But friction is what you need to create a spark, and spark starts a fire.
I think the fire's burned everything.
Is this where you're going to ask Noelle if she wants to go out again?
I would love.
I'm not going out with him again.
Okay. Maybe if you won't go out with Gabe, but maybe you'll go out with Joe Lavender. Can we put Joe Lavender on the line?
Joe.
Yes, Joe Lavender is here. Hey, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
What? Sounds like it's lonely at the bottom because you're weird.
Well, this call isn't going very well.
Frankly,
I can't.
He was censoring himself quite a bit. That was holding back that day.
Oh, okay. that was PG Joe Lavender.
Oh, wow. After midnight, it's a whole other story.
I don't know what happens with the puppets after midnight.
I want to watch that Muppets episode.
I never
see him on a Netflix special about being a weird puppet murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no.
That is a compliment, and I appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.
All right. Okay, thank you for your time, Noelle.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Calling me through some radio station. Oh, my God.
Okay. You can hang up now, Noelle.
Okay, she doesn't like us.
Gabe, it doesn't seem like she was the best match for you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there are a lot of fish out in that sea, and I plan on swimming.
Really? I would say,
good luck.
Maybe rework that whole Joe Lavender character a little bit more.
He seems aggressive,
no,
bro.
No, I think Joe's pretty good. I think it's everyone else with the problem.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hey, Gabe, man, if you hear a knock at your door later, it's not because I had somebody go over to check you out to make sure that you're, you know, okay.
Yeah.
No need to worry. I'm glad I'm on the radio. Does this mean I get a show now?
You know what, Joe? You can take over from my position because I'm obviously terrible at this.
Okay, here we go. This is Broken Joe in the morning, crooning them tunes from morning until noon.
There you go.
Yeah, Broken Joe Lavender.
Good luck, Brooke.
I quit.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.